Hello there, my name is Christian and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on a residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and in your household. I need to speak to the one adult in charge of the household. Would that be you?
Yes.
Okay. And would you mind giving us an answer in this survey? It will only take about 5 minutes.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Is your home a single-family home, detached, a townhome, an apartment, a condominium, manufacturer, or mobile home?
Well, it's a condo. It's a condo unit in a condo of 120 units.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Thank you, sir. And please tell me, in what year was your home built, or the building?
1985.
Thank you, sir. Have any upgrade or modifications been made to the property?
Well, yeah, they've kept it up to date over the years, yeah.
Okay, would you say they've done some roofing upgrades?
Oh, yeah, they put there's a new roof on there, yeah.
Would you say they've done some impact windows upgrades?
Yes, they have. They replaced windows, walls.
Okay, what about drainage upgrades?
There's no real drainage problems here, so I don't know if there's been any updates on that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next question, how many years have you been a permanent resident of the state of Florida?
Since 2016.
Oh, so that would be for 8 years.
Yes.
Thank you. Have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm? Yes or no?
Have we experienced what, any what?
A tropical storm?
Well, I guess I have the one right now.
Oh, right now, okay, all right. What about a Category 1 hurricane?
Yeah, I don't think I was here for it. I'm not sure whether I was in Connecticut or whether I was here, yeah.
So you have not experienced any hurricanes yet?
No, I'd say no, I haven't experienced any, yeah.
Okay. Do you know the name of the current tropical storm?
The name of the current tropical storm? I don't know. I don't know whether they've given it a name.
Oh, okay. But it's happening right now, right, you say?
Right. Are you calling from Florida?
No, sir. I'm in California, so I don't, yeah. No, I, yes.
Oh, okay. Who did you say you were calling for?
We are we're calling for Florida State University, but we this call center is not in Florida; it's in California.
What university?
Yeah, the Florida State University. It's an international university.
All right. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, a tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters or board up your home? Yes or no?
No, the windows are hurricane proof. I've took down my hurricane shutters. The windows facing the ocean are hurricane proof.
Oh, nice. Okay, thank you. Would you buy supplies or equipment?
Would I do what with equipment?
So the question is, if a serious hurricane threatened your building, would you buy supplies or equipment?
Well, yeah, I would buy some supplies or equipment, yeah.
Okay. And if it was very serious, would you evacuate? Yes or no?
Yes, I'd go, if it was impending, going to strike Jupiter, I would go to my family in Missouri.
Okay, thank you, sir. When would you, if in case of a hurricane, when would you like to begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? Within 48 hours, within 36 hours, or within 24 hours?
Oh, probably within 48 hours, yeah.
Thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Not certain at all.
Thank you. Please select your top three sources of information. And I'm going to go down the list, and then you can tell me which are the top three for you, okay? We have the radio, we have TV, newspapers, friends and family, the internet, social media. What are the top three?
I say the television. I say that's my prime one. Maybe the internet, yeah.
Okay. What about friends and family?
What?
Friends and family?
Well, they're in Missouri. They're not around here.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Make it really a 3.
Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? you haven't experienced one, so I'm gonna
yeah.
Go for other none.
What's the question again about preparing?
No, if any of the it doesn't apply to you because you have never been in a hurricane. You told me, right?
Right.
So it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't apply to you. Okay, next question. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Both or one or the other?
It's in an evacuation zone.
Okay. Thank you. What is the letter designated for the flood zone? Is it an A, B, or a C?
I honestly don't know.
Thank you. What is the letter designated for the evacuation zone? Do you know that one or you don't know?
I don't know that either.
Okay. When would you evacuate? You already told me, within 48 hours, right, what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Oh, to a friend's house, to a family member's house, you said, right?
Well, I would get out of Florida, and I would get on a plane and go to Missouri.
Okay, thank you. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
None, because I no longer drive because of my eyesight.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy, if you know it?
Excuse me, I really don't know it.
Okay, thank you. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain you could come up with it? You could probably...
Yeah, I'm certain I could come up with it, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it changed or not at all?
Surprisingly, it really hasn't changed. I was surprised how it's kept very stable.
Okay, thank you. And as a result of this, it hasn't really changed, huh?
What was that?
No, sorry about that. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Will you do 100%, 80%, 60% or less than 60%?
Most likely 100%.
Thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county? Would you consider moving to another county within Florida? Would you consider moving to another state? Or no. You would not move at all?
I wouldn't move at all.
Thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgages to cancel out their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider doing that if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
Well, I don't have a mortgage, so I guess the answer is no.
Thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, or the local government? Or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I think I depend on the federal government.
Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have in that the local building codes are being enforced?
I have no idea. I assume they are being enforced.
What about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
Well, they're very good in Jupiter about land use, about protecting land use. So I have confidence in that, yeah.
Thank you. What about the new developments take into account hurricane wind risks?
The new developments are much further west. I live on the ocean. The new developments are going further and further west.
Okay. What about that the new developments take into account flood risks? Hello? I want to go home. Can I go home, boss? Can I go home? You want to go home?
No, what's that? I'm a spy, not a girl. Just that.
Fuck. 5 more hours. I've been here since 6.
Barbara, my nigga, that was...